What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I did not pay much attention to the Knicks game. There was just so much going on. So weekend, number one, you get the baseball, you get the Masters. But did you see Mikal Bridges, the stunt that he pulled to keep his streak intact, as if anybody cares about that? He goes into the game, he commits a foul, and then exits after 6 seconds?
You know, believe it or not, I hadn't seen it, and you mentioned something during the break, and I went and I saw it, and come on, man. I mean, I love his durability, and he's played a lot, and he should be lauded for that. He's always been a heavy minute guy, and 82 times. Actually, 1 year he played 83. That's when he was traded a couple of years ago, so he played an extra game. But he's played 82 or more, 5 of his 7 seasons. He's a guy who laces it up and earns his money, maybe not as tough as some Knicks fans want, including me, but certainly a guy who's going to be durable and going to be physically reliant. But that is just, that's one of the problems with sports. Do it or don't. You know, there's always this manipulation and just, records are sacred. And I understand that. There are, I just can't get into this, man. Now, I'm not going to go nuts now, but, if he were to break the all-time streak down the road, was that A.C. Green? I don't even know who it is. AC Green. It might be A.C. He was for a little bit, and then I think he got hurt. Either way, Zoo's looking that up.
He was a virgin, right?
He was. I mean,
I'm assuming was at
this
point.
What kind of dopey are you? You're an NBA superstar. You got groupies in every hotel. You're a virgin.
That's the most impressive streak. That is one streak that'll never be broken. I can guarantee you that.
That is true. What's that, Zoo?
It is
A.C. Green. There, I think Michael Cage
what's the number?
Flirted with it, whatever it is.
You have the number on that? I'm curious.
How many?
I'm finding the number right now.
Okay.
Yeah, AC strapped it on quite a bit.
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think there are certain things if save your Cal Ripken, and that's a streak we all really care about, and we've heard the story. I'm sure you heard about it with the Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
you heard the story.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
With they manipulated the rain out because something may have happened untoward.
But that's
in his marriage,
urban
whatever.
Legend. It might have been. Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard people that I trust denounce it. I've heard people that I know that were on the beat with the Baltimore Sun back in the day say, I believe it's true. Either way, I wasn't there, so I don't know.
And even if it is true, I still think it's more legit than what the stunt that Bridges pulled yesterday.
Well, that's where I'm going. Let's say, if Cal, let's say Cal broke his wrist and he literally could not swing a bat. And but he was 13 games away from breaking Lou Gehrig's mark. And they just kind of trot him out there, and he bats lead off, and he just holds the bat limply in one hand with the other in a cast, and he has no intention of swinging, but, strike one, strike two, strike three, then he goes out, and then they do this 12 or 13 times to break the record consecutively. That is a ridiculous, pathetic manipulation. They would never do that. He earned it. So I am always from the school of earning it. Now, I also say, it's not like Bridges was hurt. They wanted to rest him.
Okay.
So there's a little context there.
But if you played the first quarter, would we be talking about this?
No, that's true. No, we wouldn't be. The way they executed was very minor league Bush.
To your point, either do it or don't.
Yeah.
What you did yesterday was not in the spirit of the streak.
No.
It was bullcrap. It's Bush League. It's disrespectful to the actual streaks that are out there. When do you think this nonsense started? Was it Strahan? The Strahan Favre sack?
With the sack with Gasol.
The first one I remember. And remember, think back to the guys who actually set these records. They weren't manipulating stuff back then. I'm sure, whatever. Whatever their version was of doing things.
They earned it.
Okay, well, right.
That's what I'm saying. They earned
it. I'm sure everybody's got some kind of whatever. But those guys earned it. There
you think Lou Gehrig? I don't think Lou Gehrig has a version that's similar to going out there and manipulating this. I think maybe he just played all those games.
I don't know. Maybe there was a day where he wasn't feeling well. He started the game, but he was pulled after the third. I don't know. Yeah. Along the line of that many games, maybe there was some kind of, but the point is, it was in the spirit of competing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're going to do what Bridges did yesterday, that is, what are we doing? How do you allow a player to go out there? And by the way, in just a game that doesn't mean anything. So imagine the people that paid for tickets, an NBA game that doesn't mean anything. Knicks aren't playing anybody, which is one aspect of it. Fine, resting up for your players. But you're going to have Bridges go in, keep his selfish personal streak alive, which, by the way, he's not even halfway home.
I know.
He's touching the record. The record's 1,192. He's at 556 or something. So
that's a number. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, think about that. So I had him. I just have a major issue with that. And he's not alone. Reyes. I'm going to work with him at SNY later on.
Oh, Jose.
With the batting title.
Yes.
Bunting and then coming out of the game.
Wade Boggs did that. And then when Mattingly and Boggsy were going down to the wire. Matter of fact, I think Wade had a, they kind of said he had a hamstring, and then Mattingly went like 5 for 6 or 7 for 8, something wacky in the mid-80s, and he was basically winning the batting title. And Boggs is like, oh, I'm okay. I got to get up there, try to get it back. And he had a few at-bats. I think my greater issue is with Bridges allowing this to happen. Now, I know it's his first year here, but well, he's got enough equity in the league. All he's got to say to, if Tom Thibodeau or the, listen, I don't think it was, Tom Thibodeau's got bigger things to worry about than a first-year Nick, who nobody even really loves, worrying about some stupid streak that's never going to bust the real streak. So I don't think it was Tom Thibodeau saying, all right, let's orchestrate it this way. I think it was probably somebody from the Knicks, the medical team, somebody from PR. Hey, by the way, Tibbs, just so you know, I know you got a lot on your plate with the playoffs here. But, hey, he's got a 500-and-something game consecutive streak. If you want, just so you know, do whatever you want. And then maybe this was the plan that they hatched. And eventually that plan was communicated to Mikal Bridges, who I would believe is the player would have the latitude to sign off or not.
Yeah.
And, like, that is just Bush. So if I'm Mikal Bridges, I either say, you know what, Coach, I get it. We're not playing until Saturday. Let me play the first quarter.
Yeah.
Let me play the first half. But it's either play a real part of the game or enough of the dog and pony show. I'm not playing a second.
I'm with you. And I would have respected Tibbs more if you were like, I ain't doing this. You either want to play or you're not playing. Like, I get wanting to appease his player. But then say, look, Mikal, I'll give you the option. I want to rest everybody, so I'm going to give you the option. If you want to play and keep your streak intact, you can do so, but then I'm going to play you. Not for the whole game, but I'm going to play you. Even if it's 8 minutes, whatever it may be. Not 6 seconds, commit a foul, and then check out.
You feel good about the Knicks?
I do.
Deeper, I wanted your first reaction.
I do feel good
about
the Knicks.
That's why I asked
you quick. I'm hearing a lot of people that I think are getting worried about this matchup.
You hear that.
We could do a deeper dive.
Nobody was worried before me. I know. We got time.
Well, you were worried in general to start the year. Now, here we are.
I was also worried about the Pistons.
Yeah,
it's not a good matchup.
Yeah, I think the Knicks are going to win the series, but we'll have plenty more on that, obviously,
Saturday.
In the coming days. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. All right, 888-808-1019. We'll get to some Mets when we come back and continue with your calls on the Masters as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio, DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.